Okay, and we're going again. And folks, I'm glad that you're here. And I had to play this song to start this off because, again, you know, look to Jesus, because this is kind of going to be the topic for tonight of what you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, what we should be doing. We should be doing many things, but, you know, lately, if you've been listening to these messages and the direction I've been going with them, I've been trying to really, you know, not me, but led to give us encouragement, you know, and we need to be encouraged, especially in today's times, the way they are, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, God's not knowing what he's doing, but God knows what he's doing. But it's just the things that we are experiencing, my folks, you know, we need to be encouraged every now and then, because sometimes, you know what, things get hard. Life gets hard. Sometimes living in this world is hard. So, my friends, here I am, standing before you tonight to bring you yet another message. Thank God for the internet. Thank God for this. Thank God for you, and thank God for life. But now, as we get, and I want y'all to try to stay focused on it, as we get further into this message. Now, you may say, well, Jim, I heard messages like these before, and I'm pretty sure that you have. And yeah, I have. And many times in my walk with the Lord, I have heard messages as the one I will be speaking on tonight. But one thing that always happens to me, no matter what I was facing or facing at the moment or will be facing, one truth always comes to my mind and always something I can learn from it. You ready for it? You ready for it? Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. And Jesus is the only way we can get through whatever we are facing in life. That simple. Look to Jesus. Yes, while I was preparing this one, my friends, a few thoughts were running into my mind. And many thoughts was running into my mind when I was writing this and sitting here writing this. A lot of times listening to and meditating on the Word of God and His Word. So my thoughts were thinking on what's next. What to do. And yes, even thinking of Jesus. And I'm pretty sure that you kind of somewhere along the line have thought of this. What's next? What to do? And I'm pretty sure that you are thinking about Jesus. Now, me, during times of thoughts and times of our walk, and this is me, and I'm pretty sure that you can kind of relate to this. That's why I'm hoping this will be a little bit personal to you. But during times of our thoughts and times in our walk, our prayers, and yes, even in our service to Him, we sometimes ask the question, what do I do and what should I do? And many times, if you are like me and you asked another brother or sister this question, most times they will tell you, look to Jesus. Or, in all honesty, that should be in one of their answers sooner or later in your conversation when you talk to them. Look to Jesus. And one of my thoughts was this. And this was me, you know, again, I like to think a lot, you know. Oh, okay, that's scary. Brother Jim thinks some people make fun of me like that, but yeah, I do think. But my thoughts was on this, my friends. There are at least three kinds of people looking for Jesus. Those who want nothing to do with Jesus. Those who are looking for Jesus in all the wrong places. Those who are looking in the right places. Which place are you and where are you looking today? As for us Christians, why should we look to Jesus in everything? The answer is pretty straightforward, my friends. He is the only one we should look to when seeking answers to many of our questions and directions in life. Why is this so important to be looking to Jesus instead of ourselves? Why is that? Why it's so important to look to Jesus instead of ourselves? Well, for one, if we focus on self, we will be swallowed in self. So what am I saying here by making this statement? Simple. I noticed lately in the majority of my conversations with people that I have, everyone is tired. Everyone is tired. We're busy. We're weary. We're taking on a lot of responsibilities. We're working hard for our families. We're trying to attend as many social events as possible. We're trying to pay the bills as the best we can. We're just trying to get by. I can't speak for you personally, but I know for a fact that we are all suffering from this. We're working too hard. We're thinking way too much mentally. We're putting things on our shoulders that don't belong there. We are forgetting what Jesus said and what he has done when we feel that it's all on us to get things to happen. We're forgetting that. And me, a lot of times I don't remember what he said. Because a lot of times I put it all on me, you know, to get things done. And most of the times, and this is just me, we're probably putting so much effort into the wrong things altogether, like I just said. I'm guilty of this. I am. And in this process, we tend to lose the main focus of looking to Jesus and end up getting on the wrong track of life. Once that happens, you and I need to understand, how do we get back on the right track? Now, if you got your Bibles with you tonight, my buddy is not here tonight. He said he was going to try to be here, but I guess he couldn't make it because he had to attend an event at church. But if you got your Bibles, we're turning to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. And it reads this: seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we just were reminded of by reading your words, that we should be seeking you continuously. And sometimes, Father, and we allow ourselves to get distracted by things. Sometimes we kind of take the focus off what the real focus should have been on. Sometimes we put it on ourselves. Sometimes we put it on too much social media. Sometimes we put it into too much television. Sometimes we put it into too much radio, this or that or whatever, you know. And a lot of times we put a lot of focus into worrying the bills and this and that, you know. And a lot of times we just kind of, somewhere along the way, we just kind of put you on the side, when we should be directly focused on you and knowing that you're going to take care of all things and knowing that you are the Almighty, knowing that you're going to take care of all our burdens, because all we have to do is just trust you. But yet, you know, a lot of times, and even I admit it, I kind of take that focus a little bit and place it on something else, and I kind of forget about you, you know. And it shouldn't be that way, but please forgive me where I have fallen short of your precious glory. Forgive me of any sins that may have inadvertently been allowed to come within my mind or eyes or ears or whatever it may be, that I ask that you please forgive me and just, you know, give me the strength and the courage that I need to continue each day to keep focused on you, to be revitalized with you, and let you just do whatever you do best. Father, I ask of you to bless those who are here tonight, put a protective hedge around them. As I just said earlier, they could have been elsewhere, but they came here tonight to sit in, well, we call it this chat room, this international thing or whatever you want to call it, but you gave us the technology to do it for us to gather together. So I ask of you to honor them and bless them and let them know that you love them very much, that you're going to give them strength and courage. And Father, for us binding together for the short little time, we can be encouraged by hearing these words that you've presented to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whew. Now, y'all seen the message. Y'all seen the title. I put title star on my message. That's just the way I was trained. That's just the way I am. Some pastors don't do that, but I do. The title for the message tonight, my friends, is, and that's why I played that song, Looking Unto Jesus. And in tonight's message, my friends, I'm hoping to help us understand we need to be having our main focus upon Jesus, and He will take care of the rest. That's a fact. That's the truth. The Word says so. I know so. I read it, I study it, and I know it, but a lot of times I slip and I forget about it. So I'm hoping to redirect our attention towards this to help us understand we need to be looking upon Jesus all the time. All the time. And if we look upon Him or keep a focus on Him, Jesus will take care of the rest. How so? Well, again, as I just said, the Word says so. It's in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, says this. And I like this passage, my friends. I know you heard it and you understand, and you must love it too. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now think about that for a little bit. You know, I know we heard different twists and different interpretations of the scriptures. Like, well, what is he really saying in this? What was he trying to convey to us? You know, why do you think that even Jesus said this? And that's why you should think when you read the Word of God, and you should try to dig deeper. Why do you think Jesus said this? To me, my friends, it's very plain and simple here. If we look to ourselves and do things our way, the burdens we will face in our lives will be too much to bear. Do you get that? If we do things our way, many times they will become too much to handle, too much to carry, too much to bear. That's why he says, give it all to him. Now, if we were to look to Jesus in everything, and pay attention to these words I'm fixing to say, I know my Cajun accent is a little bit funny, but if we look to Jesus in everything, then life with him will be all we need. And me and my brother were just talking a little bit about that earlier, you know, and I'm not talking bad about a person, but I'm not going to mention no names. But see, the main problem with that person, they are not looking to Jesus. They're looking at other methods. They're looking at self-help. They're looking at advice from secular friends. They're reading books, or they're watching TVs, or Googling on the internet, you know, or watching YouTube videos or whatever. You see, that's the problem, and they wonder why they are struggling and having such a difficult time, because they are not looking towards the author and finisher of our faith, and that's Jesus Christ. When you start looking for Jesus, I said earlier, in all the wrong places, you're going to find all the wrong answers. The only truth and the real truth comes through Christ himself. Bottom line, that simple. But a lot of people who call themselves Christians are missing the mark by a mile. Sometimes 5, 10, 15, 20. But they're missing the mark, and they're struggling. And they come to folks like you or me, and they talk to me, "Brother Jim, I don't know what's going on. Why am I struggling so much? Why am I having all these problems I can't deal with? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing wrong." And then when I listen to them, I find one thing about it. They're not focused on Christ himself. He just said, "Give me all of your burdens that you are heavy laden." That's what he's saying. Give it to me. I'll take care of it. I did it at the cross, and I'm going to keep on doing it for you. But yet, you're not making the connection. You're trying to do it on your own will, your own way, your own power. My friend, it's not going to happen that way. We must fully trust the Holy Spirit and let him do what he does best. Help you. So with this, we're going to look at four ways of how we should be looking to Jesus and how we should see Jesus in all things in life. First thing, look to Jesus in everything. Psalms 111:10 says this, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praises endures forever." I love that, don't you? And many Christians are ready to look to Jesus when trouble strikes. I don't know about you, but I have seen this on television. I have seen this in real life. I even see this a lot on Facebook. You know, whenever trouble strikes, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, help me. Oh God, get me through this. Oh God, if you would do this for me. Oh Lord, please, I need your help now." But when everything is going well, they lean on their own finite strength and fail. You ever notice that? When trouble strikes in their life, they run to Jesus very, very, very quickly. But when everything's going hunky-dory, they rely on self. And they fail because they tend to focus on themselves when they have problems in life. Sad, isn't it? And I'm talking about, and I hate to say it, Christians. People claim to study the Word of God. When they tend to focus on self to think, "Hey, I can do this," they fail. And they have problems in life. Look, I know it's a trust issue. And this is what we're supposed to be doing. Trust in Him. Let Him do it. Let Him help. We, my friends, we must look to Jesus in everything. In good times as well as bad. In joy as well as sorrow. In triumph as well as trials. The scriptures admonish us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, which says, to look to Jesus. And what it's saying, basically, you know, and I'm going to break it down for you. It says, right here, that's what the verse says. I'm looking at it right now. It said, let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. See what I mean? Look to Jesus in everything. The second point for tonight is, look to Jesus for everything. Look to Jesus for everything. John 14:13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, sadly, some Christians do not depend on the Lord to supply all their needs. They don't. "Oh, no, I'm going to take care of this thing myself, buddy boy. I done prayed to God so many times, He ain't answered, so you know what? He's not going to help me. I'm going to take care of it." Well, you know what, folks? That's the wrong attitude. You see, a lot of people take this passage right here. "Oh, well, that's what it says right there. Look, whatever you ask in my name, He's going to do." But yet when it doesn't happen, they kind of wonder or get a little upset at God and say, "Well, you know what? What's going on? Apparently you ain't doing whatever you claim to do in your word." And you know what? That's the wrong attitude, because again, they're forgetting what the verse really means. They do. They do. And see, sadly, some Christians do not depend on the Lord to supply all their needs because they rely on self-effort and other people. And when they do, they come to disappointment. Folks, we should look to Jesus for life, love, food, clothing, and shelter. It should be everything. Now, remember this. Do not make demands to our Lord for your wants. Don't make demands to Jesus for your wants. He knows what you need. But when you make your request, make sure you understand this, as I just said earlier. make sure that you understand when you make your request that it is within his timetable and not yours. Do you get that? We can't put demands on God. We can't say, now give it to me now. We ain't no microwave society, folks. And a lot of people tend to look to God that way, like it's a microwave. 30 seconds, ding. And that's what they do. They put God on a time. Okay, God, you got this much time to help me. If not, I'm going to take care of it my way. Folks, everything operates on God's timetable, not ours. Now, yes, his word does says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, in case some of you might be thinking this, and it says, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And that's a fact, and God does. But you have to understand, it's in accordance to his will and not what you think is right. Yes, folks, we are promised an ample supply for all our needs. But please remember, as I just said, it is in accordance to his will and by his time and not ours. God is good, and God is never late, and God never lets us down. Never. The third thing we should be thinking of, look to Jesus with everything. Look to Jesus with everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says, now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a wonderful words right there, my friends. It's beautiful. I got to say that again. May the God and peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. That can be a whole new sermon right there. That can be. Folks, me and my encounters and talks I've seen with some Christians, it's sad when I see this, but what I see with some Christians that they fail to totally look to Jesus. They do. They do. And I'm sure that you encounter them too when you talk to them, when you try to, what I call is probing questions. I do ask a lot of questions because I'm trying to figure out what's the issue, what's going on, why are you having problems. And a lot of times in my talks, they're not looking in the right places. In fact, many of them are looking in the wrong places. And the reason why I say that, because what they have done, they reserved a portion of their life for self. They take credit for what they have done, or when they have received a blessing and failed to acknowledge God. Folks, we are to look for Jesus with everything in our lives. We should acknowledge God in everything. If we are to be victorious, and you heard me say this many times in previous sermons about how to be victorious, how to live a victorious life, how to have victory, how to have this, how. And folks, I'm doing this for a reason, because I'm trying to help you understand what the Word of God says. And if we are to be victorious, you and I, my friends, we must look to Jesus with everything. 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 Do you get it? And I'm talking about our time, our talents, and treasure. And what I'm talking about, why we should look to Jesus in everything that we do in our time, we should be constantly looking for Jesus. And looking into Jesus. And looking upon Jesus. Even in your talents. Jesus himself has given us many talents. Some of you may be good listeners. Some of you may be good talkers. Some of you may know scriptures better than others. Some of you may just be a compassionate person. Some of you got some sort of a talent. And these talents should be put to good use. And I'm telling you, if you're not putting those talents to good use, shame on you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But God's given you those talents. How about putting them to use? Now, you might be thinking, Jim, I don't know what my talents is. Yeah, you do. We all have them. We just don't know it. How do you don't know what you don't have until you try it? You know what? I used to have an old lady tell me, Jim, you never fail in God's school. We get do-overs. So if you attempt to do something that you felt led to do and it didn't work out, no harm done. At least you know that was not where you were supposed to go. Utilize your talents. Use them everything. Use them all the time. Use them everywhere. We must look to Jesus with everything and even our treasures. We might be blessed with something. How about blessing someone else with the same thing? Someone less fortunate than you. Or someone might be down today. Maybe you might run across a person in this chat room not feeling too hot. You know, how about giving them an encouraging word? That's why I always caution people, be careful how you start promoting yourself. When you're coming to hell constantly all the time and you're pushing self, 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 and you're promoting yourself on social media, you're promoting yourself in churches, you're promoting yourself in stores, you're promoting yourselves in families. Folks, be careful on that. That puts you back into the self-reliant mode. That puts you back, hey, I'm doing this as self. How about how we turn this around and give the glory to God and less emphasis on ourselves? We must decrease in order for Him to increase. Focus more on Jesus. We must be totally dedicated to Him. And Paul urged us to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And sacrifice sometimes means a lot. It does. It does. Sometimes sacrifice means giving up a few hours of your day to probably even sit here and wait for people to pass by. Sacrificing your time might be, well, let me go talk to my brother or sister today. They might need a word of encouragement. Sacrifice your time. Maybe, you know what, I'm going to go pair some cupcakes or a pot of gumbo or something for someone. You could bring it to me. But, you know, see what I'm going at with this? We must be looking to Jesus in everything, and we must be willing servants of God and less of ourselves. Look to Jesus with everything, folks. And the fourth point for tonight, look to Jesus through everything. Look to Jesus through everything. See, I love this verse, folks. I really do. You know, when I came across this, I saw, yes. Thank you, Lord, for letting me see this. This is why I was looking to Jesus. Lord, I got to this point and I got stumped. I said, didn't know where to go. I'm like, oh man, I'm getting sermon block here now. And I had to step back a little bit and I had to walk around. I had to go outside and I had to go take a little drive. I had to come back and I just sat here at my poor desk and I'm just kind of like, I'm stuck right here. You know, it seemed like the first 3 points are good, but what about this fourth one? Look to Jesus through everything. What do you mean? I just so happened to grab the Bible and open it up, and as God loves to do always, He loves to surprise us. Bam, He lands me here at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. That's why I said I love this verse. Pay special attention to this verse, folks. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." In the case if you hadn't paid attention to that scriptures, or if you looked it up and you're looking at it right now, do you not see in scriptures what Jesus will do, folks? Do you not see it? Or do you see it, what Jesus will do? Look at those four words. Look at them very closely. Look what Jesus will do for you. Restore, confirm, strengthen, and the best one of all, establish you. Amber, Beth, RW, Jim, Villaget, Fred, He will establish you. Wonderful. Wonderful. But unfortunately, many Christians may look to Jesus during happy times, but complain and even blame God when trials or hardships or pain strikes them. Many times they really blame God when suffering even hits them in their lives. I've seen this many times with many folks. I really do. They're always looking to Jesus during the happy times in their lives. But when something like this happens, they complain. And some people I knew even blamed God and walked away. And when I try to tell a lot of these people, when I try to have my conversations with them, I'm not trying to win them back to the Lord. I'm just trying to encourage them. I'm trying to help them understand why these things happen. I don't have the answers for everything. I don't know why things happen. They do. They just do. But what happens, and what many of them fail to understand, that God often allowed these things in life to strengthen our faith and to fulfill his purpose. See, right now he's even knocking off this battery alarm on his UPS. Well, there's a reason for it. Something's going on, but it's keeping his power restored. I could get angry and blame God for this little noise because it's being recorded. I could blame God or get upset because the battery thing is going off. No, I'm not. God's allowing it for the reason. But we, my friends, we must continue to look to Jesus and seek his purpose with patience and trust. We do. We must look to him and seek his purpose with patience and trust. And sometimes those two words, we don't like them. Oh, no. You're talking about, you know, somebody talks to you, look, you got to have patience. I guarantee you're probably murmuring a little bit under your lips or you're thinking in your mind, oh, no, I can't. Are you kidding me? You're telling me I have patience? Well, the other word, trust. But when you use those two words together, oh man, a lot of times their hearts, they kind of get a little bit. Man, come on, Jim. I was hoping you would tell me something else. Now you're telling me that I got to look to Jesus and everything and look to him with patience and trust? Wow. See, my friends, the reason why I'm trying to say this, because when we are traveling through the valley of experiences, and I know that's what it is, Peter advised, but rejoice, insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. So you wonder why Christian people suffer? I can't use the word why good people suffer, because there is no one good. I can't use that phrase. But you wonder why we suffer? There's the answer right there. It's telling us to rejoice because, see, we became heirs with Jesus Christ once we said yes. But did that exclude us from suffering? Can someone care to answer that and be truthful about it? Does that exempt us from suffering? Thank you. No, we're not exempt from suffering. But look what it says, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Hallelujah. Whew. Man, look, we're only hurting for a little short time down here. But look, when we get to heaven, man, we ain't going to be worrying about no suffering no more. None. That's why we must look to Jesus through everything, good times and bad. And give him the glory. And in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this tonight, my friends. And I had a little hard time trying to tie this in, because really, I had to work on this today. I really did. I'm not going to beat around the bush and say, oh, I had all this put together beginning of this week. I didn't. I had to rewrite this. But in closing, look, folks, our faith looks to Jesus both as an example of perseverance and as our reward. Our faith looks to Jesus in all things, a perseverance and reward. When we take our eyes off of him, our circumstances are sure to weigh us down. Why did you think I had to read that verse earlier when Jesus said, cast all your cares and burdens and worries to me? Because if you try to place that on your shoulder, it's going to weigh you down. And it may hinder your walk with him. In our fast-paced, attention-grabbing world, it is easy to get caught up in the daily grind, get distracted, and lose sight of our true purpose in life and worship the love of God. It is easy to do that. Sometimes if you're true like me and you will admit it like me, I don't say for you to admit it now if you don't have to, but you can just say it in your mind. But if you're true like me, a lot of times you do get easily caught up in other things and get distracted and you do lose sight of Jesus and worship in the love of God. You let it get to you. Yes, my friends, we are told to run our race with our eyes focused on Christ. How so? Here's the passage that says so right there. It said, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Now, I should have read that verse earlier from the message because that's where this message is kind of drawn from. But then I was also reading the message in 1 Chronicles. You know what? We're going to start off with that and end with this. We're going to end with this message from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, which says, let us run with perseverance the race that's marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Now, why do you think he's saying fixing your eyes? Because I guarantee you, I don't know if some of you are runners or not. I know some people in my former church that were runners, and I know some people that do run, you know, marathons, whatever. And if you ever notice, their eyes is always focused straight ahead. But whenever I notice and I watch some runners, I suddenly start looking off to the left and start looking off to the right, or they start looking down, they usually stumble, trip, or fall down. This is why we must look up to Jesus. This is why we must continue to look to Jesus. This is why we must see Jesus in everything. This is why Jesus has to be the main leader in our lives. So how can we resist the allure of the world and keep our focus where it belongs on Christ? How can we resist that? Simple. The focus is to direct one's attention or concentrate on something. Let me rephrase that. It means, how do we resist the things of the world? Simply, direct your attention or concentration on something. That something should be Jesus Christ and nothing else. If we are to focus on Christ, then, my friends, then he has our attention. We are concentrating on him and his word. He occupies the forefront of our minds. If you're squarely focused on him, if you got him in your life, and you're constantly looking at him and everything and all things and whatever I just covered here tonight, then, my friends, your focus is on the right track and you will not have nothing to worry about. And such a focus is only fitting because Jesus, my friends, is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. And by rights of what he did on the cross, by every right, what he did on the cross for you, he should be our main focus. You get that? So with that, please, take some time today to not look at your situation. Take some time today to not look at your situation, but look to Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Praise Him. Worship Him. For He is the prize for which we run, and only He, only He can give us the endurance to do it. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank You again for allowing us to have our minds and our hearts focused directly on You. And Father, I know, look, I already admitted I'm guilty of it myself. And a lot of times I tend to put my focus on things and people and other places it shouldn't be. And sometimes I keep saying, you know what, I'm going to deal with this myself. I'm going to handle it myself. And it just ends up causing me a lot more problems and difficulties. And it just sometimes turns into a big mess. And you know what? I'm grateful that You reminded me throughout this message that, you know, our focus needs to be directed on You. And learn to have that abundant life as You told us that we was going to have. See, we forget a lot. I don't know why it is. It just seems like, you know, once we study things and we study Your Word and know what Your Word says, it just kind of goes into one ear and out the other. I don't know why it does that. Maybe we're just, that's what we are. But I'm grateful that at times and whenever we face such difficulties or hardships or pains or trials or whatever it may be, that You lovingly remind us, child, the answer's always been there. You just didn't focus on the right way. And I thank You sometimes for allowing me to see that. And I do learn from it. Hopefully next time when I encounter the same situation, I can get through it a little bit more better. But a lot of times, You know me already. Sometimes I'm probably going to take it on my own again. So Father, I ask You right now to grant us the wisdom to see these things and help us learn by these things. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And we have to understand that. I know sometimes we ask those questions, how can good comes out of wickedness and evilness and everything else. But yet in You, things do work out. And we just have to trust You and look upon Your Son for what He's done for us. So Father, thank You for allowing us to gather here tonight. Thank You for these kind, loving folks who came here tonight. Father, I ask You just to give us strength and courage that we need tonight or today. Just let us start thinking today after this message. You know what? Let us ask the question, how can I be more focused on You and less on myself? My wife, she loves this phrase, and you know, and I like it too, that we must decrease in order for Him to increase. How about let's start increasing Him more often and decrease ourselves a lot more? So, Father, we praise You, glorify You, we give it all to You in the sweet name of Jesus. Amen.